everybody, welcome back to Monster Mates, episode 6 of season motherfucking 4.
Yes, welcome, you absolute degenerates, to the next episode. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 90.
88.
88, really? Yeah. Just one number below one the last below. One?
Yeah, because I know I haven't touched anywhere near the 80, so I'm like, I know 89 is bad. So I'm gonna stick with 88.
Arachne.
Oh no.
The Spider Girl.
Well,
we have returned to a classic.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yes. Arachne. Yes. So, without getting into it, what are we rating her? Come on, Spencer. The audience wants to hear you say it. Come on.
Five.
Oh. Oh. Oh, five, okay.
Is that a hurtful one for
that,
you?
That's a hurtful one for me. So, based off of looks alone, I am giving this a 9. I am absolutely giving this
okay,
a 9.
Okay, before we read,
yeah.
Before we do anything,
uh-huh.
Explain to me.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well...
why spiders specifically?
Well... First and foremost, it should be obvious, BDSM is usually a huge thing with a lot of Spider Girl arrow mangas and doujinshis.
A lot of bondage, yeah.
Yes, which for those of you at home who either have tuned in recently or just simply do not know, I am a very, very degenerate man, a very, very kinky man myself. And I very much...
We're on season 4, I'm sure they know.
There's people who are joining in who haven't gone through the backlogs. I very much like BDSM and a lot of kinky stuff. And yeah, bondage obviously included in that. That and, it's like, as much as I am very much fearful of the Cyclops' singular eye, and specifically me accidentally doing something to harm the eye... Despite that, the multiple eyes thing is so hot. It's so hot.
Really?
It's almost eldritch in a way. Mm. And that's what turns me on.
If it was a Cthulhu monster, it'd be a 10.
Oh, well, you remember the Shoggoth episode.
Yeah, you gave that a 10.
I think I gave that a 9, actually.
You're very high.
But all right. Let us go into the proper. I'll read this one.
Okay.
Arachnes, a bug type monster with the lower body of a spider that dwells in dark places such as caves and deep within forests. They have high intelligence, but most of them are lustful and belligerent. Since they have high physical abilities, they are very dangerous creatures. Excuse me. They make sticky thread inside their body and use it to make a net-like web. These webs function as These webs function as traps for seizing prey. Animals and people that touch it without realizing get stuck due to the adhesive power and become unable to move. Of course, they aggressively attack trapped prey and other prey, seeking to wrap it in threads to capture it. In the case that the prey captured is a human man, they'll attempt a sexual assault for the purpose of procreation. It is said that these sadistic monsters obtain unbearable pleasure and happiness from one-sidedly raping and pleasuring men who cannot move, due to the threads when they make them gasp. Interesting. Furthermore, the more a man tries to resist and the more rebellious a man is, the stronger it stimulates their sadistic nature. As their desire intensifies, they give the man rougher sex and even more intense pleasure. If caught by them, it's best to just sit there and do nothing without trying to run. That way, there's a higher likelihood of being released. Wow. If a man strikes their fancy, they'll continue to keep him bound in their web, and he'll have to keep being with these lustful, indulgent monsters. If a stubborn man decides not to show any reaction after ending up in that situation, then they'll give him an even greater pleasure to make him more moan submissively. Oh, it's all in vain.
Sure.
It's all in vain once a man meekly accepts it, because the sex with him will keep growing infinitely wilder in pursuit of even greater pleasure. Their main body and threads are weak to fire. For that reason, it's possible to avoid them and their webs to a certain degree if one carries something such as a torch. Surprisingly, they're proficient in sewing, and they sometimes give clothes to men they like. However, to them, what it means is, be mine. If one accepts, he'll be bound and he'll have to keep having sex with them as their husband, regardless of consent. The fine and beautiful clothing that they make is even regarded as first-class goods by humans, and it fetches a high price due to the danger that it accompanies arachnids as well. Even among the monsters, the demand for their fine clothing is high, as there are designs that incite men's lust, and no matter how thick it is, they can still taste pleasure from being fondled over the clothing.
Huh.
Oh my goodness. All right. Whew.
Okay, so.
Whew. Now you go first.
Okay. The bondage thing is fun. Uh-huh. I think the bondage thing is fun. I like the clothing thing. The clothing is cool. Especially with, like, how, like, design heavy they are and, like, clothing.
Yes.
On top of that, like, the price you can go for it, you can make a pretty penny off of it.
Yeah.
I'm back to sexonomics, goddammit. So if I had to... Obviously, they are very forceful.
Yes.
They are definitely the dominant member.
They are Dommy Mommy to the max. If you are not into Dommy Mommy...
I don't think it's Dommy Mommy. I think it's just Dommy.
There
is no mommy here.
If it's an older spider girl, then yeah, it is mommy.
Oh, God.
but anyways... But yeah, either straight up dominance in general or just Dommy Mommy, depending on what kind of arachne you run into. So if you are not into that, you should probably very much avoid the arachnes, but continue.
I think the idea that, like, if you're trying to escape, all they do is just rape you harder.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're designed to do.
They will
just go harder.
They will fuck you harder until you submit.
Oh, God. Just unlimited amount.
Yes.
So it's best. It's like you're playing dead.
Yeah.
Play limp.
Oh, goodness.
They'll get bored with you.
Yeah, pretty much. That sounds bad, but at the same time, I'm also reminded of I believe it was the 60s. I can't tell based off of the original art style of the pamphlet. But you know how, like, people or like forest rangers will give you, like, pamphlets or whatever and what to do in case of a bear attack?
Yes.
Do you remember, like, or you, I don't know if you'll know this, of what I'm talking about, of the old, like, sort of motto for depending on what type of bear it is?
One is you want to be bigger than the other one, be like, I'm gonna fuck you up more, and then the other one is play dead.
Yes. I believe the one I saw specifically had the phrase, if it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. Sounds really bad out of context, but...
It really does.
Yeah, it sounds really, really bad out of context, but in context, it makes sense.
The concept of just lying down, it won't hurt you. Just lie down. It'll just get bored with you. And it's like... As he just eats you alive, and you're like, you lied!
I mean, it probably won't eat you, it probably won't try to eat you, it will probably, like, hurt you and crush you a bit, but it won't kill you.
The hope.
Hopefully, more than likely. You'll probably end up with a couple of either bruised or broken bones.
Oh, God.
But anyways, with the arachne specifically...
And spiders, insects,
Yeah, I know you're not a huge fan of that.
We've talked about insects before. Insects is just a very scary tag.
A lot of bug girls I've rated either very highly or very low. I think even my first 10 was the mantis girl. But nonetheless, arachnes, oh my goodness. The fact that even, like, if you're either brave/stupid enough to resist, or just stubborn enough to try and resist, the fact that they'll want you even more because of that is definitely a very interesting dynamic. It's almost like playing hard to get, except...
More forceful.
Except a bit more forceful. It's playing hard to get on, like, on a romantic level, but very much not on a sexual level, because obviously they're already on you.
Yes, no, I...
And the fact that they're more of a sadist, I mean, I'm both a sadist and a masochist. I'm a switch,
now,
so...
Now, is the... Vagina, the spider vagina, or is it a human vagina?
It will be a human vagina. It will be, we can even kind of see, like, in the, in, like, a little, in
sure
a little manga-esque picture. It will be a human vagina, but it'll just be, like, on the very edge of the spider carapace.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't like the legs.
That's fine. I think the legs are cool aesthetically. I think they look very cool aesthetically.
If I could, here's what I would like to do.
Yes.
You know how when people say, oh, this person's ugly, put a bag on their head?
Yeah.
I want to put a sheet on her body.
You want to put a sheet on her body.
I want to put a sheet on everything that's like her stomach and down.
Give her a very gothic Lolita style dress just to drape over the lower half of her body. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so you can't see the rest.
Oh my goodness.
Because the rest is just disgusting.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
I would disagree, but that is fine. And plus they'll even have like the little like, usually with spiders for the actual like to the basically having like, how do I even phrase this? So you know how like spiders will have the two like mini legs to put things into their mouth and so forth, almost like arms.
Yeah,
to
like
an extent. Yeah, it's
like crabs.
Yes, it's like it kind of almost, in, at least in the manga illustration drawing, it looks like she has that. But on like the actual like cover image thing for it, doesn't look like she has that. But either it, to me, it doesn't matter either way if she has that on her spider body or not. I still think that looks cool.
I think visually she's cool, but, like, the problem is that, like, I just,
It's gonna be one heck of an introduction.
Like...
You're trapped in her webs, she's going to fuck you. Like there's nothing you can do about that.
Like from Dark Souls, Quilag.
Yeah, Quilag.
It's literally, she's really hot, but you can't get over the very hairy spider underneath her.
I wish I could also mention Quelana, but considering Quelana is very submissive and Quilag is very much not, this is definitely more akin to Quilag than Quelana.
Yeah, no, she's definitely... And I will say one good thing about her is, unlike Dark Souls, she doesn't have the spider head in front.
Yeah, it doesn't have a separate head, it's just part of her body.
Because it always made me think Quilag and her sister are the spiders, and that top part is just like...
Is just sort of like a mimic almost.
Yeah, and I'm like, that thought terrifies me.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't want to fuck a spider.
It doesn't help that we never hear Quilag talk at all. It really doesn't help that fact.
Now, my question is, if there was a spussy on it, would you go for the spussy?
That would depend on where it's located.
At the back.
At the
near
back.
Near where the web was coming out.
That really doesn't leave a lot of rooms for positions, does it? I think I wouldn't like it. I'd still do it, but I wouldn't like it.
I'll still do it. I'll second guess my choices in life, but I'll still do it.
No, here's the thing. I would do it once. I would not keep her around. I would do the play dead technique if it was a spussy. Given the images we're given here for the official thing, and that it's an actual vagina on the human part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with this. I would keep her around.
Now, if this was a brothel setting, would you want her as a wife or brothel?
If we are talking strictly brothel, I would visit the spider brothel often.
Often.
Yes, I don't think I would catch feelings in the brothel. At least I would hope I would not catch feelings in the brothel.
If you catch feelings in the brothel, you've been going to the brothel too much.
Yes. But yeah, I would definitely visit the Arachne brothel quite a few times. Specifically if I'm feeling more either trying to out-dom each other to make things more interesting, or if I'm feeling more in my masochistic submissive side.
I don't think you can with her.
I mean you can't. She's a sadist. She likes giving pain.
She likes giving pain, but I don't know if you can control her.
I mean, no, but it's still, even if I don't succeed in trying to out-dom her, just the fact that sort of stubbornness and sort of trying to resist is what turns her on more, and it's just like a perpetual lust loop.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. I think that could be interesting.
I see.
And plus, if you do manage to wife one up outside of a brothel, you could even run like a little clothing thing and she'll give you cool clothes.
You could absolutely run clothing.
Do you want that obscure anime shirt you've always wanted, but no one sells any shirts for that obscure anime? She'll make it for you.
I feel like you're projecting.
I'm 100% projecting, but that is neither here nor there.
I was like, that was way too specific to be a random.
That was 100% too specific, and that was entirely intentional.
Okay. Like, I would like to work with her.
Yes.
Design-wise and workwear-wise, I would like to work with her.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to fuck her.
Okay.
I don't like the spiders. I don't like the insects. Uh-huh. I just have two things. Spiders and birds. Insects and birds.
And somehow we've hit those back-to-back.
I know!
Oh, that's funny.
Because birds are just fucking rats with wings, and insects are just way too sporadic and...
They're way too alien for you.
They're way too alien. They're pretty alien.
Yeah.
They're pretty alien. Like, I don't mind alien. I'm down to fucking alien.
But not this kind of alien.
Not this kind of alien. I'll be racist against this alien.
Oh my goodness sakes.
Like, if everyone talks about fucking aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to go fucking alien. But if the aliens come down and they're half insect,
uh-huh,
I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm going to be the first in line.
All right, what's your number one insect?
My number one insect, that's a great question, actually.
Because we've been over centipede, and that thing's a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I didn't rate the centipede highly. I gave that like a 4 or a 2.
Yeah, that thing's awful.
That thing was terrifying. I think my favorite bug monster girl we've gone over so far is the mantis girl. That's literally my first 10.
Yeah, it was.
But if we're talking like actual insects.
And mantis isn't an insect.
Yes, it is.
No, I said it is. Mantis is an insect. Yeah. So that is just like, I mean, number one.
Insects, like actual insects are all right. But I think as far as like actual insects I like, I'm trying to think. I like,
cockroach girl.
No! I see too many of those fuckers around here sometimes, and I always get terrified when I see them crawling to my room. When they just randomly enter my room, like, it's happened twice this year, and it terrifies me every time.
It's very scary.
But no, actual insects, What is the one beetle that rolls up into like a
dung
ball?
Beetle.
Dung beetle? Those are all right. I just give them a little like the tiniest little bath and clean them up. And
but they'll hate it.
I don't care.
They want shit.
I don't care.
They want your shit.
I don't care.
Shit on them, Trevor. That's how they get off.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, then you won't please them.
Yeah, but I'm talking actual insects here, not dung beetle girls. Which, thank goodness, that hasn't been a thing on this. And thank you, Kenko Cross, for not making dung beetle girls.
Thank you for making it never a thing. Please.
And then just wait until we get to volume 3, and that's a thing, and I'm going to cry
inside.
It'll
be a 5-second episode. All right, what would you rate it? Zero.
Zero.
All right, see you next time.
Oh, my goodness.
Check out the socials.
Oh, my goodness. But no, dung beetles are pretty adorable when they like roll up into balls and whatnot. It's pretty cute.
Roly polies.
Yeah, they're super adorable.
Roly polies are cute. Ladybug. I'd fuck a ladybug.
Ladybug girl. I mean, I'm sure that's on the list actually.
It might be, but if we're talking about bugs, I would fuck a butterfly.
Uh huh.
I'd fuck a ladybug.
All right.
And I would fuck a roly poly. All
right. I don't think roly polies are on this list, but
I'm just saying if they were girls, I would do it.
Fair enough, but I believe we've gone over enough to where we can give our final ratings. Let me double check if I could find my mouse. Oh yeah, 100%. All right. Final rating, Spencer.
I will give my rating first.
Yes, because. I think to everyone in the audience, my rating is going to be no surprise here.
This is a 4.
This is a 4. Okay.
This is a 4. This is. I can't. If I see a spider in my house,
uh-huh.
If I see a spider in my room, bitch is dead. I'm killing it.
Uh huh.
Because the idea that this thing has invaded my home pisses me off. That I am projecting onto this monster girl because
okay.
of this.
Oh. I can just see in my head a spider girl prostitute walks up to you, is like, "Hey, handsome, wanna come in?" And then you just pull out some pesticide out of your pocket and spray her.
I'm gonna grab my fly swatter and just go. Just bash her.
Oh my goodness.
She'd be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, psh, psh, psh.
Goodness sakes.
So... And everyone, you want to know what the most nightmare thing about spiders is?
Uh-huh.
When you kill it, you hope it's not a mom.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's a mom, it's going to explode into tinier spiders, and then everything will be awful everywhere all the time.
Remind me to tell you about PM's bar bathroom story.
No! No!
Oh, my goodness.
Please, no.
All right. My final rating for this is going to be a 9.5. This is literally what Spencer's dying over here. He is literally having a conniption.
Ugh.
This is literally one part away from being a total 10.
What is the one?
The one thing is that she's not a switch. She is solely dominant. If she were not solely dominant and a switch, this would be an easy 10 for me. An easy 10.
Yeah, she specifically wants to dominate and only dominate.
Yes.
There is no option.
Mm-hmm.
If you try, she's going to try harder. There is no beating her.
Yeah, you cannot out-dom her. She will only dom you harder. But with that, what would you rate an Arachne girl? And what kind of clothes would you try and get out of the relationship with her?
Please let us know down in the comments below, as well as please like and subscribe if you were so welcome and I would like to. Also, please check out our socials on Twitter. You can check out Trevor's social.
Yes, I will leave that if you want to follow me individually in the description as well. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who made the thumbnail for this episode. And with that, we will see all of you lovely degenerates next time in the next episode.
Thank you so much for your time and have a good one.